Well, good morning, church.
Good morning.
And good morning to you, Lord. Every 3 years when this text comes up, I swear I'm not going to preach it. And I always end up doing so. I want to warn you that I was a little bit slow, off schedule. And so for breakfast, I had 2 dark chocolate Oreos and a cup of coffee. And that's it. So look out. Okay. We live in a life filled with contradictions. We live in a world that is filled with questions, with doubts. And even with the guidelines or help of the church, there are many questions of faith, many questions of doubts, contradictions that are not resolved. Now, I could stand here for hours and wax poetic about the ins and outs of divorce or the ins and outs of what is a godly relationship, but I won't. Our choices are between us and God based on the message that God loves us and wants us to live a joyful and abundant life. The only truth that I could preach about is that we are called to love God with all our heart, with all our mind, with all our soul, with all our strength, and we are to be faithful to him in all things. For me, that is the context that we have to answer the questions that come to us as disciples. So for me, the question this morning is not, is divorce okay? The question this morning is, in what context might divorce be okay? Sometimes the choice to not divorce honors Jesus' desire for us to rely on him and love him above all things. Sometimes divorce is a way to live into Jesus' desire to love and trust him. Well, that's crazy, you say. You just said the same thing. And if this is the case, then God will be with you. And Jesus will protect you in situations that are unsafe or oppressive. And God will be with you in situations that are good. That shouldn't surprise any of us that God is with us in the good times and the bad. And that when things are not good, we need to turn to Jesus. And when things are good, we also need to turn to Jesus. We need to remember that God is with us. That Jesus will protect us in all situations. But God doesn't call us to be in bad situations. God doesn't call us to be in danger, physical or emotional. I think it is insulting to Jesus to use prayer as a tool of rationalization. There are all kinds of excuses for divorce, as well as there are reasons for staying together as a couple. Those choices have to be made in relationship with Jesus. The only right answer is what I have already said, which is, in all things, including all relationships, the context of right and wrong are measured by asking the question, am I honoring Jesus? Am I loving him and myself as he so commands? So I've got no solution for you. And I try, as I said, every time to avoid preaching this text, but I always end up doing it a little bit differently from then to now. But I preach it because it's important to those who have suffered through divorce for whatever reason. And it is important for those who choose to stay in a relationship that may not be safe, a relationship that separates us from Jesus' desire for us to live together in love and peace. Life is full of choices. And God created us to make choices. He gave us free will to make those choices. And the key as we make choices, I think, is that we do make decisions that glorify God. All decisions, not just about something like divorce, but all decisions in our life. Is this what God would have me to do? Is this where God wants me to be? Or is this where I think I want to be? Is this what I want to do? In the Book of Common Prayer, and this is from the New Zealand prayer book, from the Outline of Faith, which is sometimes referred to as the Catechism, human nature is described in this way. Question. What are we by nature? Answer. We are part of God's creation, made in the image of God. Question. What does it mean to be created in the image of God? Answer. It means that we are free to make choices, to love, to create, to reason, and to live in harmony with creation and with God. Those are the things that help us to make the decisions even when we're not sure what the truth, and I put truth in quotations, might be. It might seem really simple to make decisions because it's so obvious, but maybe it's not. The only thing that is obvious and the only thing that is correct is that when we make these decisions, that we make them in relationship with God and remembering that God wants the best for us, remembering that we are created in God's image and nothing that can come against us when we stand with him. Holy and eternal God, give us such trust in your sure purpose that we measure our lives not by what we have done or failed to do, but by our faithfulness to you. Amen. Please stand.